Beautiful day in the Northland. And it's time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Yeah, it's one of those, who me? You know, Mother Nature, nah, we'd never do anything to hurt anybody. But those July 21st storms really pounded the daylights out of a lot of homes and areas in Duluth. And one of the hardest hit was Hartley Nature Center. They had to hold a fundraiser on August 21st because the yurt got hurt. And so did some of their other public outdoor education spaces. Executive Director Tom O'Rourke joins us this morning to tell us where Hartley is today. Tom, I live up in that neighborhood, and so I drive by the entrance of Hartley a couple, three times a day, and I notice that the yellow Do Not Enter tape is down. Tell us where Hartley stands now.
Yeah, well, the park is still closed. Hartley Nature Center is up and running programming. Our preschool is about to start up next week. But I do know that user groups have been out on the trails and diligently clearing, and I know the city signed a contract, as I understand it, with a group that's going to come in and clear some of the ski trails and clear old Hartley Road. You know, the thought was 1,000 trees or so were down. So still work to be done.
Now, the city, it's not as simple. I mean, there are still obviously crews, you know, working around, and you see, you know, the occasional city crew here and there, and you see, you know, some private companies dealing with storm aftermath in a lot of areas. Yet, what particular, I would imagine that there'd be a number of challenges going, well, we've got this wilderness area, and we need to get some of the trees out of it.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, we're trying to ensure public safety, and so the priority is really clearing the trails so people can get out and get back into the park, but also, you know, identifying those hazards, those trees that got tipped over but are still hanging up there, and getting those down as well.
Now, when we talked, you and I talked right after the storm, and of course, you were getting a lot of offers of volunteers at that time, people that said, and of course, in this area, you can expect that people with chainsaws also have a quite a bit of knowledge in many instances to go along with that. They're not just people with chainsaws. There are a lot of people in this area that know something or two about cutting down trees and dealing with trees safely. You are getting a lot of volunteers. What's the policy plan moving forward with volunteers so that they can help where it's appropriate, but they're not putting themselves or Hartley in any kind of, you know, danger or running afoul of liability laws or anything?
Right. Yeah. Well, we had a fundraiser last Wednesday, and part of what we were doing is asking people to sign up to volunteer and help the cause. So people can still do that. You know, there's a lot of work to be done in terms of brush clearing, in terms of trail improvements, replanting efforts. And so, you know, not necessarily everyone doesn't have to come wielding a chainsaw, but there is a lot of work to be done. And so people, if they didn't make it to that fundraiser, can call us at the Nature Center. We can get people on the list or go through our website. And we're going to be hosting a handful of large-scale volunteer cleanup efforts in the fall. So stay tuned.
That is going to be, well, that's going to be kind of exciting in a sense because, although obviously the point is work, a lot of like-minded folks getting together to accomplish a task, it's going to be more like an event than, you know, a chore, it sounds like.
Yeah, right. You know, and our fundraiser last week was just so wonderful because, well, we raised $10,000 for our own storm recovery efforts, but it was just that. It was a community event where people came through and rallied, and it was heartening for us at the Nature Center to see how many people care about the work that we do and care about the park. So, yeah, we're hoping to facilitate a couple other, you know, community building, get work done sessions.
Now, the poor yurt that you use for outdoor education got flattened by a couple of trees, and there was some damage to some other outdoor education spaces. Are those a top priority to get rebuilt and back up and running, or is the idea, we need to wait till spring, or what's the thinking on those?
We are scrambling to get back up and running. Our preschool starts on Monday, and they've got sufficient classroom space in the building. But our school field trip program, which serves, 10,000 children a year from throughout the region, uses the yurt extensively as well as the Nature Center building. And so we're hoping to get the yurt back up. We ordered a new one thanks to support and insurance money, and it looks like it's going to ship at the end of September. So early October, we're hoping to have that space back and usable.
It takes that long? I mean, there isn't like yurt warehouse someplace where you can get one a little more quickly than that?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm like, it's not a perishable item. How come they don't just have a warehouse full of these things? But apparently they don't. It's one-off custom orders. And I think yurts have become really popular, so I suspect they just can't keep up with demand.
Well, now, once upon a time, and granted, this could have been, 20 years ago, Tim Bates was talking to me about building yurts. Now, he may have been talking about building them in the snow, but my thought is give him a call and say, Tim, we need a yurt, and we need it now.
Well, we actually thought about going through the Duluth Folk School, which he's affiliated with, doing something as a class, how to put up a yurt. So stay tuned. We may just do that.
Really exciting, some of these partnerships. And we'll get some links set up, Tom, so that folks can find out more information and they can get themselves on the list to help find out what they can do. Because, again, a lot of people are behind the park, loving the park, and want to see it back up and running as quickly as possible.
That's wonderful. And we appreciate everyone's support.
Tom, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Always great to talk with you.
Yeah, you too, Lisa.
Tom O'Rourke is the executive director of Hartley Nature Center, and he joined us this morning as our guest on Green Visions. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.